It's Monday, January 10th, 2022. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Two American presidents and other Democratic leaders gathered in Nevada to commemorate former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The turnout for Reid's funeral Saturday testifies to Reid's impact on some of the most consequential legislation of the 21st century. President Joe Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer all spoke during the invitation-only memorial held in Las Vegas. Former President Barack Obama delivered the eulogy. The longtime Senate leader died in December at age 82. An NPR analysis found at least 15 Republican candidates running for Secretary of State skeptical of President Biden's 2020 win, despite there being no evidence of election fraud. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent zooms in on our region.
Secretaries of state wield a lot of power. They manage elections, and many even oversee the counting of votes. In our region, election skeptics running for the office include David Winney in Colorado, Audrey Trujillo in New Mexico, and Jim Marchant in Nevada. They've all cast doubts on the legitimacy of the 2020 election. Jeremy Suri studies public policy and history at the University of Texas at Austin. He points to a similar push from the 1950s and 60s. That's when a wave of candidates running for these offices were intent on dismantling voting rights.
We had individuals promising to use their office to protect white voters and by implication to make it harder for African Americans and other minorities to vote.
Given the influence secretaries of state have over elections, Suri says we should watch these races a little closer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The challenges facing former U.S. Senator Dean Heller as he runs for Nevada governor were on full display last week at the first gubernatorial debate leading up to the June 2022 Republican primary election. Heller was booed multiple times over claims about his conservative track record and relationship with former President Donald Trump. Heller has tacked rightward on issues such as election policy and immigration throughout the primary campaign. But Republican activists continue to remember his opposition to Trump's efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act and the resulting conflict between Heller and the former president. Staffing shortages are imperiling Nevada hospitals as coronavirus cases and hospitalizations rise again amid another surge. KUNR's Michelle Rivera has the details.
The highly contagious Omicron variant is causing staffing shortages. It's led the Nevada Hospital Association to issue a plea for state support. The association's report on the status of the pandemic in the second week of January said people crowded emergency rooms in search of coronavirus tests. That, combined with an employee exodus at rural hospitals, are putting new strains on facilities statewide. Hospitalizations have steadily risen in Nevada, and over 1,300 patients with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 now occupy hospital beds. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.
Democrats in the California legislature have revived a plan for what could be the nation's first universal health care system. Democratic State Assemblyman Ash Kalra introduced a universal health care bill last year, but that bill stalled because there was no plan to pay for it. Kalra has now unveiled a second bill that would raise taxes on some businesses and individuals to pay for it. Democratic leaders have scheduled a hearing on the first bill this week. A coalition of doctors and hospitals oppose the bill because they say it would cost too much and restrict choice. Kalra says healthcare is already too expensive. And finally, the body of a skier who vanished in the Lake Tahoe area on Christmas was found 2 weeks later. Authorities say search and rescue volunteers found the body of Rory Anguilada a considerable distance from the ski resort where he told friends he was going skiing before meeting them for dinner. Authorities say it's possible he was trying to find a residential neighborhood near the resort when he succumbed to the elements. More than 200 people searched for him over 6 days before suspending the effort. Those are your morning news headlines for this Monday, January 10th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.